Ah, yes. It's that time. It's that time again. Distorted Reality Podcast. We're Distorted Nation Radio. Beats Reality Check TV. With your hosts, C-Core from Distorted Nation Radio and Shell Razor from Reality Check TV. With your Kevlar-coded comments, it's time to distort your reality.
Well, we made it to the end of the year. It's December 22nd.
December 22nd?
It is December 31st, New Year's Eve. I had 22nd on my brain, but man, I'm so excited that we were able to do this, Corey. I'm just super happy.
Maybe tonight while we're at the Hell House, I'll bring over the little recording device I have, and we might get some more stuff.
Yeah, because we don't want to strip the whole studio down to do a live podcast there. But I was thinking that we would bring the camera and just kind of do some interviews, and maybe we can tap that into this. I don't know, or just do some extra stuff.
We also have a Zoom.
What are we tapping?
Digital recorder.
Well, this is going to be a video.
Badass.
This will be a video, obviously a video podcast. We're always trying to have a visual aid for you guys. And today we're going to recap the recap. We had a good session last night, 2 hours of solid, just unedited fun. And, you know, guys, we're not always going to have just like this dialogue just straight through with no organization. That is fun because then you get the natural flow of our personalities. But we are...
there's going to be some, not like necessarily script, but more structure.
Yeah, and we're going to have structure. We're definitely going to have structure because it's important to have the sound bites of life, and we'll have little strategic breaks, and we're going to honor some of our sponsors in a better way, and maybe, you know, have some, you know,
scripted. If you want to get added to that list, make sure to write us at distortedrealitypodcast@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. I was just totally freeballing it there.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to figure out the password to that. Or you can write us at Distorted Reality on our Facebook page. We're going to be launching, once we get, you know, a significant amount of episodes, we're going to just bombard Instagram. And we'll just get on the Instagram game. But until
then. Did you
say
you created an Instagram?
We did. Well, it's you did. It's on yours.
I didn't create. Did
yeah,
I?
Yeah, because Distorted Reality is on attached to your Facebook, and I'm just an admin on it. So it instantly made a Distorted Reality.
Okay, I'm gonna
Instagram.
Have to like do some research and figure
yeah.
that out.
So it's there's nothing on it. I tag a lot of stuff.
I got, like,
it's literally
four Instagram pages.
Zero.
You can also watch the Distorted Reality podcast video on Reality Check TV NorCal's page.
Yes. So go there.
You can go there. So there's a variety of things, and we're going to have it all, you know, we'll have it all hubbed together in the future. We're still a work in progress, but the good news is that 2023, we're moving forward, and we started halfway through the year. We didn't start January 2022. You know, we started.
We didn't?
No.
Oh.
I think we started somewhere in, like, I don't know. We have to check.
I don't know, Shell. I don't know. I like to think that, you know, years ago, I had a dream, and you were a part of that dream. And now we're living the dream out.
We are.
As reality.
We have footage. It would be really cool if you could dig in your archives from when we did stuff back in the day just for some sound bites, because there were some interviews.
For what?
From when,
like Shell Shock?
Yeah, from Shell Shock.
It's all up on SoundCloud still.
Well, maybe we can do some creative editing, because there was some, I think there was a couple interviews that maybe
Kevlar
we didn't even do.
Something's
going
on.
So he's fixing
on.
With the camera or something? Are we... Oh.
Oh, are you getting that? Are you getting rid of the cable goblins? Oh no, we put cable goblins back.
Okay, we're good. So yeah, you know, just stay tuned for all of that. Can we get some sound effects? How about dun dun dun, womp womp. Yeah.
Okay.
That was good. That was good. So hopefully,
do we have like a cheering one? Like,
yeah. Good one liner for Corey.
Wow.
And then, you know, all the famous.
That's for me. That's when I have my moments. What about when I say the wrong thing, then we edited it out?
I don't know.
I don't have to work on that one. We're going to have to work on some
sound effects. How many buttons over there you got? I want to get one of those pads that you can have like... Hey, quiet down. We're trying to do a damn show. I don't care how funny we are. Shut up. You, in the corner. Knock it off.
It would be good if we had one guest, right? Maybe we should have some, like, cardboard cutouts. That would be fun.
Like a cardboard Ringo?
Yeah, cardboard Ringo. Hey, good segue. Friday the 13th, we're going to be, Reality Check TV is going to be filming Cardboard Ringo, and Distorted Nation is going to be...
I'm going to be out at Old Ironsides, yeah. Or no, on the no, Y, on the Y, for Killed by a Dolphin.
Yeah, and talk about that sweater. You just, like, found the perfect sweater to wear.
Oh, yeah. I didn't show you yet, did I?
No.
I sent it to James. I'll pull it up on
okay. I think it's important that when you go to one of your favorite bands, try to do some research. Maybe wear their favorite color or maybe one of their band shirts or something like that. Cardboard Ringo gave me a T-shirt. It's a little big, you know, because I lost a couple pounds and I wanted it tighter. But... you know, so
I was just out shopping, and I found this ugly Christmas sweater of dolphins.
Oh, my God. That is so perfect. Can you modify it today?
No,
you
can't.
No, you can't?
Wait, what?
Can you modify it a little bit?
Oh, I don't know. I got to see if Christopher can even – I got to have him print out a machine gun or something first.
That would
be cool. An AK-47 or something, and then we'll put a gun in the dolphin's hand.
Do you have anything to give away? Because just before I forget, so Cardboard Ringo gave me a large T-shirt, and it's just a little bit too big, and I didn't want to cut it all up. So we have a brand new one that we're going to give away. And so I'm going to give it away maybe today. You know, if you guys, if you're a large out there, should they answer like a trivia question or something? I mean, do they have to work for it, or are we just going to, the first person that writes in.
How did Cardboard Ringo get their name?
Oh, Corey asked that question a few weeks ago, and it's up on one of our pages, so Reality Check. So, do you know the answer?
No. I was there for the interview.
I don't know if you remember.
Me and Christopher were filling in for you.
I know.
And I felt nervous.
You guys have been filling in a lot lately. Should we tell him, Kevin, what he... he didn't mean to, but when we had him filming last week, he was doing a good job. We had OG. He was watching the camera. But during
who?
The interview.
Me?
Yeah. During the interview, C-Core unplugged the cord, and it got messed up.
Maybe not C-Core unplugged it, but...
Unplugged what? From where?
The 3.5 millimeter from the transmitter had came out.
Hey, I was standing still.
Okay.
So it was my fault because I didn't mount it.
Are we on live? Because he's like pointing the camera.
Yeah,
we're on live for a few minutes.
Hey, I tried telling him that the voice meter, like, stopped. It was going, like, all the way, and then, like, all of a sudden it was, like, here. And I was standing still. I had no idea.
I'm going to put a Hellraiser hat on.
Okay, you do that.
Yeah, see if it fits my big head.
Ah.
Oh, I have to tighten it.
But, if you want to answer that question, it is in the, I'll give you a hint, it's in the video that was posted on Reality Check TV on YouTube. You can find out where the answer is, and, you know, you could win that shirt. But, yeah, we're going to start having prize packages. I think we're also going to do mystery boxes.
Ooh.
So and the question is, how did Cardboard Ringo get their name?
All right, so... whoever responds to that, I will, you send us, if you come to the Hellraiser house tonight, I'll give it to you personally. I'll be there for a few hours. Otherwise, send me your address and I will mail it to you, okay? I won't wait.
Oh, wow. You're paying for postage now.
I am.
Now you really are special if you win.
Yeah. And so I want to give a, you know, years ago, we had some original Reality Check shirts made, and one of my friends in the Bay Area, Crystal, her husband is... cameraman Chris, how does he say his name? CK, help me out there, Kev. Anyways, she won.
Chris is the photographer for BAM magazine.
So Crystal won a shirt, and she legitimately answered a question, and I never sent it to her. I'm like, and I've never forgot about it. So if we ever make some new shirts, you know, I'm gonna start honoring things in 2023.
Just to make confession. A notation, write it down.
Yeah, I better put that down. Right.
Put it down. Male. What was her name?
Crystal.
Reality T-shirt.
RCTV shirt.
Maybe also a distorted reality T-shirt.
Yes. We're going to get some swag. We have logos, and Corey's been working really hard on different stuff for us over this last year, and we are going to have swag in 2023, whether, you know, maybe a hat.
Yeah, I work hard for a lot of companies and still don't get paid.
I like a coffee cup or something like that. I want, you know, some... on order stuff. I'm not going to spend $1,000 on stuff that no one will buy, but I definitely want to have some creative things. And
we're going to get buttons.
Buttons?
I think we're going to have buttons. Hey, okay. Remember, so when do the election races start? Is that
November?
November?
Oh, you mean for the presidential race?
For presidential race, Kev?
It's
going to be 2024 election, so it'll probably start, in 2023.
Middle of the year?
Yeah.
Okay, so be aware of my presidential campaign. I am putting my foot in the race this year. This is the first year that I can run because I'm over the age of 35, finally.
You want to go straight president? You want to go senator or any kind of
city
council?
Hell no! I'm running for president. And my campaign is, we all love to come, so let's come together.
Okay. Come together. All right.
So,
that's your theme? Okay.
Yeah. Unless you're, one of those weird people that don't like sex. I mean, whatever.
Okay.
Do you, but, don't do you, I guess.
All right. What about for the conservative people that don't like to talk about it? Some people we know, like OG, he gets really embarrassed when we talk about the stuff. So we're going to have to keep it,
Well, it's just me running for president, all right?
Okay.
And then Santa's running for president, and then Jesus is running for my vice president. He's going to be my running mate.
Okay.
So I think we have a good chance to win as Santa and Jesus for the presidential campaign.
All right, you're going to have campaign spots and all over town?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have, like, those posters of, like, the red and blue silhouettes of, us. And I'm going to have the little flag pin and, have, like, that campaign posters and everywhere.
All right. So today we're going to do we're going to go down to the Hellraiser house, and if you guys, it's last minute shopping, there hasn't been a lot of pull down there. And
11292 Coloma Road, Sweet E.
There's lots of hats. There's merch from last year. And
there's
beanies.
It's wintertime still. You need a beanie. Get a hoodie.
Bring cash or availability to do.
They have the square.
Okay.
There's
PayPal.
There's PayPal.
Cash App.
So hellraiserclothing.com, or just hellraiser.com. That's HELLRZZR. And, check out some gear. There's some new designs up there. There's still some designs in the process of being released. And,
are the decorations still up? This is the last day.
The Christmas decorations are still up. Knowing them and, how long they took them to put up, I have imagined that they're going to take a while to take down, too.
Okay. All right. So you still have an opportunity to get your card for next year.
The storefront is protected by two large nutcrackers and a tree.
Okay.
Come on out. Check out the decorations, or just check them out on the Hellraiser Facebook page. What are you doing now?
I just was going to put some decoration on. It's New Year's Eve Eve, so I'm going to just kind of...
No, it's New Year's Eve Eve. It's not Eve Eve. It's just Eve.
Today's the day.
Midnight tonight.
What are you guys doing? We're going to be down there, but then we're going to be home before
midnight. There's
shows...
Well, you are. There's shows happening at Goldfields. YNT is playing.
Okay.
There's...
I know Wendy and her band with her man, they're playing a New Year's show tonight. They're going to, it's usually Folsom. I want to say Folsom Pub. What's it called up there?
Powerhouse Pub?
Powerhouse. I believe they're playing Powerhouse.
I know at the old Opera House in Roseville, North 40 is playing. Just look around,
There's,
I want to say this, as far as Distorted Nation goes, we are getting back on track of being a central hub towards finding out what's going on in North California, in, all Northern California, as far as Sacramento to Woodland to Lincoln, Loomis, Marysville, Placerville, Pollock Pines to Lodi, everywhere around out to Fairfield and stuff, all the main shows, we're going to start looking up and making our Hellraiser marquee again and being a spot to where what's going on and talking about everything that's going on in
so you're saying community. Like, so we can count on it like on a Tuesday or Wednesday, or you will know what's going to up and come.
Yeah, we're working on
week.
A calendar thing for our website, so that way it'll be listed. Once if we know about it, you'll know about it, and then it'll be added, and it'll be like a central hub to where you can come and see what's happening out for the next few months. Like right now, the Jurassic Quest is going on right now, I think, or about to start. And you can, you know, drive through, or I think now you can actually walk through because COVID's over.
Okay.
That they have all the robotic dinosaurs and stuff, and you know, fun for the kids.
Nice.
I think the Imaginarium or Emporium or whatever the hell it is at Cal Expo for the Christmas lights is still going on for at least one more week.
Okay.
So, you know, you can go check that out.
So I'd like to see if we can, you know, I did inquire down to a couple local.
I didn't do it. What was that?
I don't know what that was. Oh, he was doing something for the live. I want to get some local opportunities for some discounts, you know, so we're going to do some street force. I'm going to put it out there right now. It's just Corey and I and Kevin, our engineer, and we're a small, mighty force. But if you would like to be a volunteer for Distorted Reality and join our street team, we're going to be accessing, I'm just telling you right now, we're going to be accessing some opportunities to volunteer with us next year, because we're going to hit the community in a hard way. Last night we touched on wanting to help, you know, and not just like throwing out, okay, here's your, you know, toothbrush and here's some soap, okay? I really want to take a couple people and take them all the way to, you know, success, you know? So if you know somebody that maybe needs a little bit of help, I have a tremendous amount of resources with my job, and Corey has been in the community volunteering for 15 plus years. You know, Kevin has ties in San Francisco, and we really want to be effective with, you don't have to go to the big boxes to get the help, right? We don't have to go to Salvation Army or I don't know, all these other ones that, you know, help people for profit. We want to get down there, and it'll be us right there. And so if you know anybody that needs help, let us know. But mostly we need volunteers and dedicated, not volunteers that are just like going to show up and I have to hold their hand. I want you to have your own vehicle, you know, and your own game going on, and then meet us to where our location and work, you know, and we'll honor you. We'll always try to feed you and pump you up. But, you know, if there's anybody out there that wants to, you know, check out the scene in a different way, let us know. So you can write Distorted Reality Facebook, or you can hit up any one of the Distorted Nation or Reality Check, and we're all going to come together and try to help, you know, calling out Hellraiser Nation people. So should we spontaneously call OG right now?
You are just on a kick about calling people.
I want to call. I want to test this out. I want to, you know, I want to, is there anybody that we can call? Oh, can we call your grandma, or would we scare her online? Wouldn't that be fun? We'll plan it for grandma in the future. Say good morning to her. My mom probably wouldn't be able to do it. My sister's too shy. So I want you to know that
you call OG, he's just going to talk more shit about your breakfast.
I know. I'm saving for my barbecue, you know. Okay.
It's cool. No one invited you to eat our food anyways.
We're just showing us, you know, because I didn't put jalapenos in my French toast because, you know. Hey, you know what? I want to talk to some other Mexican people, you know, Latin community. Do you put jalapeno in everything? Is that a standard? You know, I want to know.
Jalapenos.
I just need to know, you know.
If there's no jalapenos, they got to have the El Tapatia.
Okay. Good to know. So
I don't do spicy, so
yeah, It hurts my tummy. And you slept good in your little comfortable bed. It was better. You didn't hear the refrigerator or the clock clicking.
No, I heard the raindrops.
Oh, the raindrops. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Raindrops keep falling on the window.
Normally we have the shades closed because we do this at night. We're able to look outside.
You're getting a little bit more light in the studio right now. It's not as dark.
It's kind of gray out, though. I was kind of wishing it would be a bright, sunny day.
It is like, you know, stormy, and people I know are having their apartments completely flooded right now.
Yeah,
Placerville.
You know,
we
don't have to name places, but let's talk about
Placerville apartments. Okay. Fuck them. I'll call them out right now. Just like I called out, what was the hotel we stayed at?
Oh, right. Where did we stay, Kevin? San Francisco.
She shall fucking hotel or some shit like that.
No,
Seaside Inn.
Seaside Inn. Go fuck yourself. Yep. Okay. We'll call them out right now. Rat poop on the bed and expect you to still sleep on the bed.
Right, and that was real.
Or mice poop. Like, come on now. No refund, no nothing, can't get another room. It's like, really, Seaside Inn? Go fuck yourself. And I wish I knew what app they used again, but...
But back to this apartment. You know, if you have rights. There's a single mom that worked all night last night, and she comes home to a flooded apartment. Luckily, her son was at her parents' house, or her grandparents' house. It doesn't matter. He wasn't there. And now she's dealing with a lot of chaos, and sometimes people...
Ankle-deep water inside the entire
apartment.
They
don't have... You know, she's worried, she's scared, and she was able to call Corey, and he was like, you know, called one person, and they're on it, and you know what? it's not fixed, but it's in the process of, you know, being helped. And so if you don't have the skills to help yourself, but you know how to call one of us, do it. Because like you said,
we were talking about last night, you know, we're fortunate that we know a lot of people in the community.
Yeah.
Regardless if you need your car worked on, or regardless if you need a home repair, or, you know, just help getting into a shelter or food or something. There's a lot of resources that we have at our feet. And I think it's our due diligence to, you know, be able to relay that to the people in need. And, you know, we have a voice that needs to be heard. Be loud, be heard. Be unruly, rowdy.
Be loud, be proud.
Hellraiser. Anyways, you know, a part of that is the whole being heard. Like, if you have injustices going on, yeah, like, we will totally call out whoever the hell it is, because what are they going to do? If this is a factual statement going on right now, try to sue us. What are you going to do?
Right. We don't have
nothing.
Anything.
Okay, so I got the name of the hotel.
Okay.
The one that we stayed at for the Haight Street Fair in San Francisco.
Roadside.
It's called the Roadway Inn and
Roadway
Suites.
Roadway Inn Suites. Okay.
And,
Do not stay there.
There's no suites.
No. The room, I mean, for the price in the room was kind of dope, and the fact that it had its own bedroom and then two queen beds in the living room and everything. Not worth it, though. Like, if the chances of you getting mice poop on your bed and they tell you you have to stay there and sleep in that room, like, luckily we had the extra bed to allow, you know, Mr. Hellraiser to come over and stay in our room. Not to mention the fact that the room that he had was literally ground floor, and the window was to the outside on the street.
It was
where, like,
scary,
all the vagrants
where all the zombies were.
With a nice view of all the homeless trailers that are right there.
It was just one trailer that looked like it was at Burning Man at some point in its life, you know, before it finally died on the road and, you know, at the beach. At least it broke down there. It's on a jack stand. So, you know, there's places out there, Placerville Apartments, you know, you need to take care of your tenants. If you guys can't clean out your gutters and it starts to flood,
yeah,
regardless if somebody has renter's insurance or not, it's your fault for not taking care of the grounds that, you know, the property flooded, and you need to rehome everybody that is affected by it. Right now, I think there's 6 units that are completely ankle-deep in water,
okay,
and stuff's being destroyed and everything, and supposedly, according to my source,
okay,
allegedly, the management is saying, we're not going to fucking do shit. Like, it's on you. You don't have renter's insurance. But it's not the renter's insurance fault place to rehome them or move them to another unit. Put them in a hotel while
renter's
you repair.
Renter's insurance should be like, okay.
For
I
your
was
bed, co- for your TV, for
was,
whatever.
Well,
the
I
inside
was,
of your apartment.
No,
the outside
was,
should be covered by the
no,
property
but
owner.
As far as renter's insurance is, I was cooking bacon, and I burned my kitchen down, and I burned my place up, and I did it. And so I don't get covered because I didn't have renter's insurance, you know?
Yeah.
That kind
but
of stuff.
But if the flooding happens to a fault because of the property,
yeah,
that's the property's issue to fix that and set them up in a place that's habitable living. If it becomes uninhabitable, then it's on the property's, you know, issue to fix.
So Rebecca, wife of Patrick, Toy Called God, just, you know, said hi. So I wanted to say hi to her. I want to pull up Patrick as he has. I want to support other people's podcasts. So Patrick Donovan has a podcast. I don't know what the name of it is, but I imagine it's something to do with Toy Called God, right? And so I just wanted to say a shout out to him because he's a local Bay Area person and we appreciate him.
I mean, if you're going to do that, you might as well call out your other boyfriends, you know, podcast that you want to promote so much. The Mikey Show, or what's it called?
So, okay, he's not my boyfriend. He's married. Okay, he's going to be
married
to my dear friend Mandy. But yeah, I adore Mikey because he's been in, you know what, he was when Pat Martin was doing his thing with the former 98 Rock, you know, that's dead now. I was going to honor Pat today, but I didn't have like a black banner to put over 98 Rock, so I said, fuck it. I don't
want to
advertise
them.
Because
they already put him out to pasture. He's on 96.9 now.
He's on 96.9, but he does commercials on 98 Rock, which I think is so funny. That tells me they don't have a lot of, like, you know,
well, that's just because, you know, it's the same company, so, I mean, it's Like,
but the Mikey podcast, he's doing really well, and he has a couple of cool things, and he's got merch, you know, and I threw it out there. That's what I want for my birthday this year. I wanted a Mikey podcast coffee cup or a sweatshirt or a t-shirt, you know, and just to support other podcasts, because he's politically funny, and that's that, you know, and, you know.
And then I want to give a shout out to, I think it's me, Mike, myself,
Mike Benton.
I'm pretty sure that's the show. I think it's me, Mike, myself, the podcast for Mike Betancourt. He's a local comedian here in Sacramento County, and he's just hilarious. He's done he's been in some movies and done some cool stuff, and he was one of the comedians at the Fragile Toy Drive, and he's been a friend of the show for a long ass time. And I just want to give him a shout out.
This is our Instagram. There's no photo. We have 4 followers, and there's no picture.
If you post on if it's through the Distorted Reality Facebook,
there's
a way to, when you hit post, share it to Instagram
at the same time.
You're
following and didn't even know it. So it's, I'm following it, Distorted Radio. Lisa Holt, thank you, girl. You're my boo. She's following nothing. And then who's Carolyn Cotton? Do you know her?
Yes, you met her. She was in San Francisco.
Oh, hey, Kara.
So anyways.
So we have 4 friends. So we're going to build that up in 2023. I know we could do better, right? It's only going up from here. So.
Well, I've been doing hashtags on my own hashtags for Hellraiser, Distorted Nation. I put at the very tail end, it's Distorted Reality and Distorted Reality Podcast hashtag. So at least if you look up the hashtags, there's some more stuff there.
Okay.
But
so we talked about, we were going to do a traditional. I always liked. Who did the ball at the end of the year back in the day,
Dick Clark.
And then now it's, what's his name? The guy that's does so many things. Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. Is he even a thing anymore? I don't watch regular TV.
He's
cable
a thing.
Or
he's
Paramount.
Still he took over for Regis, didn't he, or something? I don't know.
Right, he did. You're right. And, not Kathy Lee Gifford, but the other chick now, it's like, okay, whatever her name is. But, I want to do a recap a little bit,
On who died? Because we never talked about that last night like we were supposed to.
Barbara Walters died yesterday. Okay, we know that.
And Joseph Joe Mercer Marley passed away.
Who's that?
The grandson of Bob Marley.
Oh, okay, let's just take a moment for that. Is Bob Marley died around the same time, right? In his 30s?
I don't know. So it's like the info on the guy that just died, that died before him.
It's the curse, though, of their family. That's the grandson. I believe Bob Marley, then his son, now his grandson.
Ziggy Marley.
Ziggy died, and then...
Wait, Ziggy's dead?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think Ziggy's dead.
Ziggy is not dead.
Okay.
Hey, you got a microphone.
Ziggy is not dead.
You got a microphone. I'm like, what are you talking just outward for?
Yeah, he's screaming, no.
No!
Okay, so Ziggy's not dead, but I feel like there's a curse in the family as far as dying at a young age.
It's not like a Superman curse where either you die or your career dies.
Okay, so what else?
Henry Cavill.
Who else died?
Let's see here. That's the most biggest injustice that's happened so far. Just saying, DC, James Gunn, go fuck yourself. Anyways, Don Christopher, California's Garlic King. Don Christopher was the Garlic King, owner of California Ranch, that has the largest garlic festival.
Okay, that's a local guy.
So that's
right?
Even bigger than the one up in Hollister or wherever that one is.
I don't know.
We have a garlic festival in California.
I want to go to a festival.
That's more Gilroy. Yeah,
Gilroy. That's it.
That's it. That's the same dude.
Christopher Money.
Loaned Christopher money to buy. Okay, so Don Christopher was born into a farming family in San Jose that grew plums and prunes. His father loaned Christopher the money to buy the land in Gilroy for the garlic festival. So
he's gone.
Oh, I'm getting a call from a random number. I'm not answering that.
Oh, answer it.
No, it's probably someone for other work.
Okay.
I thought my phone wasn't even on vibrate. I thought it was just completely off. This one I just put on here because I just wanted to say his name, Stephen Boner. I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Bonner, but he's a UFC Hall of Famer. He passed away.
How did he die? From the heart attack or any reasons?
Died at work from presumed heart complications at the age of 45.
Wow.
I hope I live that long. But then again, I don't, because this world sucks now. Let's see here. Jim Fosgate. Passed away. He was the inventor of the first car stereo amplifier. Jim Fosgate passed away at the age of 85.
Okay, he lived a good
December
life.
On December 7th.
All right, you know, I don't feel bad for him.
I actually have a Rockford Fosgate car amplifier.
He built a portable radio and installed it on his bicycle to have music all the time. In 1973, he invented the first car stereo.
Really?
Called the Fosgate Punch EQ. Started his own company, known today as Rockford Fosgate. There you go. Christy Alley passed away.
We talked about her last night.
We talked about her for a little bit, but, you know, she was famous for the Jenny Craig and Cheers. As soon as she died, Cheers was all over Hulu.
Everyone's doing the gonna get the box set next year, right? So they probably
And then another person that hit home for me was Jason David Frank. He was the green and white and red and black ranger. And literally became like the face of Power Rangers.
So from the original Power Rangers in the 90s?
He was the green one. And but he stayed with the entire series, like
really?
The whole franchise
okay.
throughout time and has come back and forth between being on and whatnot.
Okay.
He was also a UFC fighter or MMA fighter. Mm-hmm. He also had his own form of martial arts that he created. And
you know, when my kids were little, because I had the 90s babies, they I got them the Power Ranger video so they could be Power Rangers. They had the outfits, each one of them, and they would, especially my oldest, Dylan, he would work out to Power Ranger, you know.
It was
pretty cool.
His created martial arts was Tosu Kan Do, a hybrid of karate and other martial arts.
Okay. Are we still doing deaths?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, just real quick before I forget, birthday. It's Aaron Lee's birthday today, and
wait, how do you go from deaths to birthday?
Because he's alive. You know, sometimes it's you know he's not dead. He's just birthday.
We're going to the other side of the spectrum.
I just want to know this. He's playing it. He's in Y&T and he's playing tonight, and it's also his birthday. So, you know, shout out.
Birthday
to,
or birthday?
Birthday.
Birthday.
And I don't know how old he is because it doesn't matter. He's a rock star, you know, but he's probably in his 50s. I'm sure of it, you know. So happy birthday, Aaron. It was really nice seeing you again at the Opera House when we did that interview. It was super fun. You were so gracious. You got up and let me sit in the seat so I didn't look like a big Amazon woman, you know, and you sat in the little tiny chair while I got the big couch. So I felt lower. So thank you. You're a gentleman and you're a beautiful singer. So,
and just for the record, Y&T at the Opera House tonight is sold out.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
of course it is.
Sold out for normal people, Kev. We're celebrities. We get in everywhere.
Oh yeah. We could just go into the door, right?
Just letting you know. Just remember that.
Oh, I always remember that.
We have all access passes.
Okay.
We're L-listers.
Back to, right. We are L-listers. L-listers. Look it up, okay? We're somebody, right?
Somebody knows us somewhere.
Right. So back to who died.
Oh, that was it. That's
that
all.
That was it?
That, I mean, there was other people, but I didn't really care. Like, those were the most recent ones in the month of December. And
right. It's not
November.
Like it's the Oscar credits. We're just rolling all the dead people from, you know, today.
You know what?
On,
you know what? It's okay. They can't get pissed. You know why? They're dead.
They're dead.
So
they're dead.
Who's going to care?
You know, this is kind of the, you know, speaking of that, I have I daydream a lot for what I want in the future. And I am going to record something for when I die. And I want it to be played at my funeral. And,
you know, I was actually thinking about doing that with my grandmother. And
we can bring all our equipment up there if you want.
Set up something and have her say something for, you know, my aunts and uncle, you know.
Interview her. Talk about the different stories of her life. And I think that would be really special. I had a recording of my father's voice for many, many years. He died in 99. And then I remember I lost it or something. It got erased. And I just like, oh, my God, I didn't have his voice anymore.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, it was on an old phone. He left me a voicemail. And then I just kept it. And then, you know, technology changed.
You know, that's one thing I wish I had. I only have a couple little sound bites
of your mother,
my mom.
Yeah.
And
so we're going to do better for the future. We're going to try to remember the ones that we love and try to honor that. I want you to know that I unblocked my big sister last night. I'm not going to be petty in 2023. Okay. I'm going to just get over everything that happened in 2022. I thought was such a big deal. It's done. It's squashed. Except for a couple of you, and you know who you fucking are. You're dead to me, okay? But other
Go
than that,
fuck yourself.
That's right. All right, you're still off the list. And when you see me in
you're
public,
you're not getting back on.
You're not. You're done. Okay. When I said you're nobody,
Security!
You're nobody. Unless you become somebody, but still you're nobody. Okay, so anyways.
Unless you become a billionaire. Okay, right. Then you can come back, but you got to buy your way back.
Right, you want to sponsor
You
got to
buy stock into my forgiving you.
Right, that's exactly. If you want to buy my love, that'll work. That'll work. So, you know, I don't know. It's just there's so many cool things. I feel really energized. I got pretty good sleep last night. I had some random dreams. I'm going to start writing them down.
Writing down your dreams?
Yeah, and I want to do a dream segment because my dreams are vivid.
I don't think mine should be written down.
No? So yours are always, like, sexual?
No.
Okay.
No,
demonic?
Like, they're creepy and
But there's reasons for that. Something's trying to get you. It's a stronghold in your life, and, you know, we can come against that.
You really want to... Okay, so the most recent one that I can remember that was vivid and realistic was there was a serial killer running around killing people and kidnapping their bodies and throwing their bodies into, like, these robots, and the robots ran off of the dead body inside, and while the dead body inside two robots that were trying to kill me was my mom and grandfather.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, you want to talk about my dream? Be prepared.
Oh, I just got somebody that wrote me. You know, Eric Lewis, you are a door. You know, you're adorable.
Okay, I was going to say he's a door?
No, he's a creator. He makes stuff.
Is he blind?
Look, he just sent us a picture of something that he made. He's a puppeteer. He's a spaster of puppets is what he calls him.
A spaster. What's a spaster? That fell off the table.
You know, right here. So this is what he makes. A ventriloquist?
He makes puppets like for Jeff Dunham, but like that looks like they belong on Slipknot's.
Yeah, but he also makes like handmade bongs and pipes.
I want him out. See, before
different things like that, like super cool, really original stuff.
Really, really.
And
cool
he's stuff. In the band Failure by Proxy.
So he wanted to, he just wrote, he's all, you know, what's your number? What number?
Okay. He's going to call in. I'm going to arrange it right now.
Okay, great. Great. So we're going to advertise that. You know, he was going to come up at one point, and when we were first talking about doing call-in, he was one of the first person that said, I'll do it. And I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate the people that appreciate us and what we're trying to do. And, you know, I would love for him to be a sponsor. And, you know, just because I'm not partaking right now doesn't mean that I don't appreciate it.
You don't believe and appreciate the partay just because I'm not partaying myself.
Absolutely. I'm still a stoner at heart. You know, I want to do some – actually, I'd like to get some – I have a friend, Bill, and he sells CBD gummies. He's on one of these, like, you know, you sell, like Mary Kay or whatever, but he sells gummies. I still have anxiety.
Does he have like Sour Patch type gummies?
He's got them all. And I'm going to try to collab with him, but I would like to have some no THC in it, but I do want to have every once in a while when I have a little bit of anxiety to have a gummy to just kind of change my perspective. Just the CBD side of it. And it's also good for, you know, I have muscle problems and stuff. You know, some of the rubs, you know, when you just put it just right on your elbow or whatever, it's effective. And so I'm all for all that.
I would like, if we're going to shoot out, you know, maybe a beard care sponsor, you know. I know there's a company in Eldorado Hills that, you know, does beard balms and oils.
That would
oils
be really good. My son Will is definitely into maintaining. He buys some special soaps online that it's good for everything. It's one bar of soap does it all. I guess it washes everything. It's weird to me, but it works. I'm like, no liquid, anything? He's like, nope, just a bar of soap. And, but yeah, that would be great. I have curly hair right now. It's dirty and it's in between kind of like blah, but I would love to, experiment with some good products. Hairdressers out there. I haven't had my hair cut in a year and
I already got that unlocked. Sugar Polish. You're going to go to Sugar Polish. So yeah.
Really? Can I get a promo code, a little 10% off? Cause Secret said.
Sugar Polish. Check it out. There's salons down, literally across the street from the Golden One Center.
Okay.
At the Sola salons down there.
Okay.
It's basically like, you know, a giant salon where everyone has like their own little rooms and space.
And you know a person that works there?
Yes. Sugar Polish, check it out.
I'll have to interview her because I fired my last hairdresser. I'm terrible with, you know, I'll create relationships with them and then they start bulking the price up. I don't color my hair anymore, so I don't have that expense, but I have very curly hair and it's thick. I mean, I'm going to show you guys sometime how big it is. I can have hair out to here and I don't trust anyone.
She can go full fro.
I could go full fro. And so, I better take a little cough drop, but I don't want it to make.
No, like she's not sick. Don't not, think that, you know.
I just have a cough.
COVID!
Okay, next time I can turn your mic off when you do that.
But. Hey, we need a little button over here that does it ourselves, like a little cough button.
Hey, can we get that? Can we get some more technology? We don't have enough money spent here. It's a new year.
Yes, we do.
Corey and I would like to have some buttons. And I want a little like, Kevin's never
can
really looking at
us. Can I get an ejection seat button for my co-host?
Kind of like the sound guy that has the sucks button.
Yeah. But plus, Kevin, you don't see us. So, like, if I wanted to get your attention, I don't.
No, I can see you on a monitor right now.
Yeah, but if I want, so I could go like this or something? I could put a little thing
that says
Kevin.
See how many fingers?
Two.
Two. Peace. Okay.
How many do I have?
That one is your number one.
Okay.
And loose.
So my granddaughter has a business.
Your number one is loose? What?
No, hang loose.
Oh, gotcha.
So my granddaughter has a jewelry business that my son started. The product is not out yet, but we're advertising it. And I don't even know the name. It's
we'll have
gems.
A link.
We'll have a link. And because she's in Klamath, Oregon, and she's going to be making little things. And, you know, an 8-year-old says, Daddy, I want to start a business. And so Dylan created a website, and he's honoring his daughter. Whether it's successful or not,
does she have a business license?
She does. And she does. He did it all.
That's good for all the Karens out there that'll be like, you cannot operate this lemonade stand on this corner.
Right. And so I honor people like that. So we're trying to, you know, I want to have some different things. If you have a small business and you want to send us some stuff, I guess we can set up. I don't really want him to send it to our house. We're going to have to come up. Do we have to get a how are we going to do
that?
You
get a P.O. box. You can send it to my house. I don't care.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
You got a phone call?
All right. Let's see if it taps in.
Let's testing 1, 2, 3.
We got Spaz from Failure by Proxy on the phone.
Hey, Spaz. Can you hear us? Oh, my gosh. Thanks so much for calling in on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Tell us about what's going on.
It's wet. I just got back from the grocery store, and it's miserable outside.
What'd you get at the store? Did you get
beer? Of course.
What kind of beer are you drinking today?
Let's see. We're gonna do some Corona Premier and Michelob Ultra, and we'll do some shots later. Hang out with my kid and my bandmates.
Nice. How special is there? Any kind of cool food going on? Anything like marinating right now?
Actually, no, not today. We did the whole untraditional Christmas and Thanksgiving, like we did salmon and seafood, but tonight we're doing made from scratch personal pizza, so it's gonna be cool. We got all kinds of stuff we're gonna make.
Oh, I love that. That is so fun. So everyone gets their own individual style on, hey, I just want cheese, or I'm gonna have some anchovies or something like that on it,
for
right?
Sure.
So let's talk about I saw a puppet. So what is that? Do you make them? Are you a puppeteer of ventriloquist?
My dog's moaning in the back.
That's
sorry.
Okay, that's perfect.
This is reality.
Yeah. It's okay. I love it. So when he comes back, what kind of dog do you have?
I have an Akita and a miniature dachshund.
Nice. So your puppets, do you create those?
No, it's funny because I don't want to embarrass my son, but he introduced me to this show on YouTube. It's quite old, and I just thought it was cool, and then I ended up buying a puppet that was after the character.
Oh.
And then I just got to thinking, our manager's like, hey, you guys got to create content, you got to be more apparent or more visible on social media. And
okay.
I get tired of looking at myself every day, so I'm like, oh, let me do something cool. So I just happened to look up this lady on Etsy that makes custom puppets. So I reached out, and she's like, man, I would love to do it. And she's like, okay, so here's what I need. Basically send me my requirements. I wear Adidas shoes, so I made sure he had Adidas, and they're actual real Adidas. But it was more of the blue mohawk and the goatee and the eye makeup that I always wear. And when I got him, I was just like, oh my gosh, he looks just like me.
You know what? That is so amazing. How creative. You know what? Your band is right. We do need to have little sound bites of that's, we got to get on the grid, right? To be noticed.
For sure. So,
what about your? We were talking about different sponsors, and I know I reached out to you before. I'm not partaking in the cannabis right now because I'm going through a season of cleanse, but I still love the product, and I would love to purchase a couple of your items and have you come up sometime and maybe break it down. Would you be interested in, you know,
oh, for sure.
coming up and then we could have one of your signature pieces on our desk at all times and, you know, oh, yeah. just kind of throw it out there. So,
what I figured I would do, I was just on the phone with Chuck, my guitarist, okay. and I was telling him, like, hey, they want us to come up, you know, go see them in Marysville. And of course, me not being really from California, I'm like, dude, I don't even know where that is. He's like, well, it ain't that far. So I'm like, all right, cool, we'll do it. So what I'm going to do is, I think I'll just bring my SKB case and just, let you guys peruse and take a couple as tokens of our appreciation and do what you want with them.
Thank you.
Well, also, if you do anything acoustic, we're able to record and do like acoustic stuff.
So if you want to do, if you wanted to come up and just, you know, play around or do some off thing that you don't do that's your normal gig, you know, you can certainly do that as well. So I think we can accommodate up to three people in addition to us in the room. So all mic'd Great. Up and stuff like that. So, well, that's cool. Is there anything that's, this will be, you know, we're going to put this out in the next week. And so is there anything coming up in January or February or March for your band?
I'm glad you asked. We had already had our first show with our newest singer since the passing of Robert Wall.
That's right.
I wouldn't say it wasn't real well received. The show was sold out. It just, a lot of people didn't expect us to be like, hey, here's our new singer, by the way. Cause
they weren't ready. They weren't ready.
Right. Cause part of the show was memorial of Rob. You know, we played.
Well, what are you supposed to do? Have a hologram of Rob? You're like, sorry, I think Rob would have done this, you know?
Actually, what we opted to do is we had, you know, some of the most amazing vocalists from the NorCal area, you know, Jimmy from Trigger Effect, Harry from Set It, and, why am I going to draw a blank? Dave Lioncourt. So he came up. So they all pitched in on a couple songs. And then the last song, which was the most released one, or recent released one, which was Broken Ones, I pulled up a 14 by or 11 by 17. I pulled up a big old canvas printing of them, or that was printed on canvas. And we put it center stage. So we had our producer, he sent us the backing tracks with Rob's voice on it. So we actually played along to Rob's voice, which was amazing. And it was pretty emotional.
And you did that without practicing? Was it like just like this one? Was it just live that way? Or did, you know, wow.
So, I mean, because we use backing tracks. So, I mean, everything that I use is triggered and I have click tracks in my ears. Okay. So, I mean, you know, they follow me. But we've always played the song with the backing tracks. It's just extra accompaniments, sounds, and whatnot in the background. And it was no different except, you know, us when we actually had to practice it without Rob. It was kind of eerie. You know, I got teary-eyed and all that stuff. And
well,
so
he's always with you.
And he's always with us, of course. And it was great. And so we brought out the new guy. And since we were the headliners, it was kind of late. So a couple of the people had left and we're like, hey, no big deal. It was a celebration for James Cundiff. It was his birthday and he graciously added us to the mix. So our next show, we got added to the Deconstruct Unprovoked bill at Roseville in Goldfields in Roseville on February 18th. So that we're opening that show and that's going to be an amazing show because, you know, 2023 is supposed to be our writing of our next chapter. We're back. We've got like six new songs. We're just waiting on all the vocals to be laid down.
Wow.
It's going to be an intense year for us. We're going to be busy, busy, busy.
All right. Well, it would be an honor when we'll you know, just stay in contact with Kevin. And, and
if you ever need Reality Check TV, we reached out to you when we found out about Rob. We always got your back.
Yeah, you know, there's a special event that you want us to come up. We will donate our time to one of your events this year. So, you know, whether, you know, maybe not the February one, but, you know, the ones coming up in the future, just let us know. And if we can put you on the schedule, we want to give something back to you. We donate one thing to a band a month for our show, and we definitely want to have you guys on the spot for this year. So thank you for time. You know, we appreciate you calling in and love to have you as a regular thing, and we'll get with when you can come up and you know, breakdown. I want to talk about how you actually create the art that you make, and you know, really, you know, is there? Do you have a YouTube channel that I can watch? Do you ever have you ever filmed anything of the creating of it?
There was I haven't with the pottery stuff. I just kind of got into it recently, and I haven't. I did a what was it like a time lapse video. I put it on my Facebook. It was funny because I was actually painting a pipe for one of our fans that ordered one, and I mean, it the time lapse looks cool, but I mean, the painting, I mean, I'm just a drummer, you know, but it's cool because if it's kind of ugly, it's really beautiful in its own mind, because sure. it's nobody else has that one piece, and every pipe that I do or every piece is never going to look the same, because when you throw your pottery in the kiln as the, your stains, I can't even think of what.
You know, my mom's an artist, and we do pottery at her home. She has a beautiful kiln, and I totally know, you know, the whole process of it. I've made many pieces with my mom, so that's why I was really intrigued with you. So awesome. Definitely understand the process. Well, love
cone
to, you know.
Cone 6 is where it's at, though. Cone 6, that's beautiful stuff. Cone 5 is kind of dull, but I like the luster in cone 6. It's amazing. That's so where all my pets fired at cone 6.
Where do we find that Facebook channel, what's the call sign? And then also, does Failure by Proxy have a website?
Yeah.
Where would that call site be?
It's just failurebyproxy.com. If you go to, I think it might be on my personal page of the Eric Spaz or the Eric Lewis page on Facebook, but it should be Eric Spaz Lewis. You'll see our link tree. I mean, we've got all of our social media, Instagram, everything's on our link tree, but you can easily get to us at failurebyproxy.com. I know I put our link tree up there. We have all of our merch as well as the spaz pipes on there, and it's cool, you know, we have fun. Again, it's just with the pandemic that happened and all the other craziness that happened to us this past year, we had to refocus, and we almost broke up, you know, and we put our heads together and said, no, this is not the right attitude to have. Let's push forward. You know, Rob's legacy is in this music that we've released. So let's make him proud, and let's just keep going. And we're going to go even heavier and harder. And like I said, we've been working with Nick Miller from the original Skylet Drive, and he's our engineer and producer. And he does wonders for us. He's amazing.
Thank you so much, Eric, for your time. And we'll be in touch with you. So happy New Year's, and you know, cheers, and have a great night. You know, having all
awesome.
That good
you
homemade
too.
Pizza. All right.
Yeah, thank you. Be safe. Have a happy New Year, and we'll see you in 2023.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you.
You happy now?
All right.
That was so cool. I'm so, you know, the reason why I'm so into this is because we talked about this last year. We talked about, okay, and I just want to check some stuff off. You know, like we talked about we're going to get on light rail. We are going to get on light rail.
Wait. Talk about it this year. It's not last year yet.
That's right. This year.
We still got a few hours.
We do. We still
year. Have some time
we
before
still,
it's.
We still have some time. We do have, you know what, how close is the Hellraiser house to, to anything? Can we just, because if we have the digital recorder, we can tap that into some shenanigans, you know. But last year we did a lot of we're going to do that, and I'm glad that we checked a few boxes off before the end of the year. We had a couple callers in, you know. We had Stevie twice last night. We had my son Dylan, but it wasn't a real one because he actually called us when we were doing. So that
from
was
here, it's 56 miles
to what?
To the Hell House.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know what you were asking, like how close or what.
No. From when we're at the Hellraiser house, how close is he to light rail?
Who?
Light rail's right there.
Oh, it's on the other side of the freeway.
Right.
You can walk to it pretty much.
Well,
it's kind of a long walk.
It's a long walk. But you know what I mean? Like, we're going to be doing that kind of stuff. I want to do, do we know anybody that has an old limousine or some kind of like connection?
We can get on a limo and then drive around and pick up people.
Grant
like
from On the Rye, I believe, has a limo.
Yeah, but does it drive? It just, I feel
yeah,
like
yeah, no,
just
it's an old
there.
It's an old one, and but it does work as far as I know.
The one that's always parked out in front of it?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure if you chalk the tires, it's never been moved.
Yeah, no. We're not going to deal with Grants from the On the Wise limo. I want one that we can rent.
No, if anything,
for the
I'll
day.
Rent a limo.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you asked.
Okay.
We'll if anything, we'll rent one, but no, I think I know a couple people that might have one. And
that would be
literally
so fun.
Just drive around and do a show, and then like say, "Hey, you want to ride?" You know, if somebody like, you know, might need a ride like down the block or something.
Yeah.
Pick them up and then interview them or something.
Or just drop somebody off like, hey, we don't like you anymore.
Hey, we took you as far as we can. No, no.
Or maybe some limo company needs, you know, some promotions and, you know.
They
maybe
probably
they
don't.
Donate one for a
nothing
couple
of No, we're going to be working on a lot of cool things. As far as I want to talk to random people in the community. I want to,
yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure it's no longer around except for maybe on the computer. But there used to be this thing called the Sacramento News and Review.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it is around anymore.
I don't know if they completely shut down or if it's just like an online thing still.
The last I remember, they don't print anymore, but it was still online.
And I know they used to ask questions in the community and people would, you know, be able to answer or whatever. And I kind of want to do that, but do it on like a different spectrum on things of like, hey, what can make Sacramento better? What, you know, what band do you wish would come to the city? You know, like certain things and, you know, just ask a whole bunch of things and get their point of view. And, once again, you know, putting their voice out there, do you guys have like one of those community mailboxes or something?
Community mailbox. I'll have to check into that.
Or I don't know. Maybe that's a, no, I'm saying like outside there was somebody walking by and it looked like he was checking mail or something. I don't know. Anyways.
Well, no, I think someone stole my mail yesterday. I ordered some cough syrup and I never ordered anything online. And, you know, now I feel like I'm a drug seeker because I want my promethazine. You know, they gave me cough pills and,
No, there was just a guy walking outside because you mentioned the windows open so we can see. And there was a guy walking by the street side right there.
Well, that's where my mailbox is. And so, okay, what's going on?
See, there's a guy right there.
Is he the mailman or is he
just maybe that's the mailman. Okay. I think that's the mailman.
All right. Okay. Oh, Kevin went out there. He ain't even playing, you know?
He's like, oh, hey.
So our neighbor across the street, Ray, he has 7 cameras pointed at our house. And so
did you ask him what if anything was
I haven't yet. You
did
know?
Anything go away array yesterday?
Well,
was something afoot? It looks like he is. No, there might be a package in there.
You
might have gotten it today.
Okay.
And it was just said it was delivered yesterday.
Okay.
Because I've had that happen, you know, and it was like, no, it wasn't delivered yesterday. You fucking lied, Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon, it's a conundrum where I want to buy local. Hey, speaking of local, do you know, besides Hellraiser clothing, is there anything made in America anymore?
Yes, there's things made in America.
Where do I get cotton? You know, like real, you know.
Okay, we're not going there right now, okay? That
is that a tough subject for you?
No.
No, but seriously, anybody that has local, I know that Stevie's baby mama to the Chris and Steven's, her name's Valerie, she has her own t-shirt company and she does, her own designs and, you know, she does her stuff. But that's it. I just know 2 people. I don't know anybody that besides, you know, Eric has his pipes that he does for as far as pottery. I just really want to promote local business. The other night I ate at a good food place and I want to shout it out. You know, I also want you to shout out a food place that you've enjoyed in 2022. The name of the restaurant is Khmer Thai Kitchen, and it's in Marysville. It's Khmer Thai Kitchen. I'll tell you why I loved it. We got in there and we sat down. You know, it's a small business. It's him and his wife, and I think they have one cook. And he is from, he's not from Thailand. He's from
Cambodia.
And he came out here and he was adopted as a young boy and he had a really good family. And then, you know, he went to school here and then he went back to Cambodia to do college. And then he came here again and he started his small business. And he came out, he was very personable. The food was fresh. I had this beautiful soup and it had fresh shrimp in it. The last time I ate Chinese food locally, I won't shout out the bad food place, but you could tell it was frozen and rubbery. And he gave us his business card and he treated us like family. And, you know, we weren't all dressed up looking. Kevin had his Hellraiser gear on, Reality Check sweatshirt, and we weren't all fancy. And he just treated us like we were top shelf. And I just appreciated that. And, you know, so we gave him a nice little tip because I will tip you well if you give me good service, you know, and treat you respectfully.
So
the green curry was amazing.
Smelled so good.
Oh, it was so good.
What were you going to say?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. No, and maybe that's not your jam.
No.
Green curry doesn't taste like red curry. Green curry is sweet.
Does it still have the name curry?
It doesn't have the lingering odor.
Does it have the name curry in it?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't think so.
The egg rolls.
You can
good.
Call me ignorant or whatever, but I'm not.
What's
I'm
your favorite restaurant in Sacramento, Roseville or Folsom?
I don't have one in Roseville or Folsom. But if I were to say my favorite restaurant, well, I got two of them I got to mention.
Okay.
Right? Hang on, this
get
one.
Get the right name, right?
No, I got the right name. I just want to look up the. Okay. My favorite restaurant is Todo Un Poco.
Okay.
All right. They're at 9080 Laguna Main Street, Elk Grove. They are a Mexican and an Italian restaurant with a Day of the Dead decor. And if you go down the hallway to the bathroom, there's a lot of local artists and paintings and stuff. And I think a lot of those you can buy and whatnot if you like. But as far as the other one, I got to say Ninja Sushi. Okay?
Okay.
They're located at 8937 Folsom Boulevard, Sacramento, California, 95826. Ninja Sushi. You need to really pay close attention to, because I forgot to tell you about this.
Okay.
Thank you that you started talking about restaurants and stuff. You are going to want to start going to Ninja Sushi, because as soon as I have the official meeting, there will be a Distorted Nation, a Hellraiser, and a Distorted Reality sushi roll.
What? What would be what are we
you
rolled
would,
up in?
You would design your own sushi roll called the Distorted Reality. Or if you guys just want to do the Reality Check TV roll, whatever you want.
Okay.
You guys will name it. You guys will design what you want in it. Same with Hellraiser. I'm pretty sure the Hellraiser one's going to be the spicy one out of the bunch.
You can't even eat it. It's just going to burn a hole in your colon. You know, it's just like just straight out.
But the Distorted Nation one's definitely going to be more of a sweet roll.
Okay.
And, you know, definitely some of that unagi sauce and stuff. That's okay. Like, you know, really good.
How do you design it? I don't even know. Like, well, I would have
cream cheese, you know.
You just put the stuff you like in it, I would say.
Yeah, you get the rice, you get the seaweed or whatever, and you wrap and you choose what you want. Salmon, you want whatever.
Ooh, salmon.
You choose tuna, whatever. You put it in there and then, you know, mix it all up and throw whatever sauce is on top and then the presentation on it and whatnot. But I am in the development of working on a deal with them to where we'll help promote and advertise with them and stuff, and we will get our own rolls designed and named after us.
Wow. And so,
if you went in there, you can order the Reality Check TV roll.
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome.
So there's also like a little, you know, dance club thing they have in the back too for private parties and stuff.
What are you doing back there? Like, you know, is there a hookah bar or something?
No.
You know? Okay, is that not a thing anymore? I remember there was some clubs back, you know.
No, hookah I think is out. I think it's kava bars now are the thing.
What's that?
The stupid kava stuff that like numbs your throat, and it like kind of like makes you. It's like non-alcoholic, but it makes you like kind of feel impaired. Like
I'm good. I'm good. You know, I need to. Feel
Isn't like, there a Ninja Sushi in Roseville?
I do not know about that.
Because isn't that Ant's family's business?
I don't. It was Lincoln, what they had.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if it's anymore, but yeah. Yeah, that's like, you know. So, okay. So that's good to know. Did you
say Flying Ninja in San Francisco. Ninja Sushi in Walnut, California.
Okay.
But this is the one that's off of Folsom Boulevard. Okay. I think this one is also connected to the one in North Highland, which is the Ninja Sushi Express, I think, or something. Hibachi Express. That's the one. I'm not sure for sure, but friends of friends of the family that own it and everything, so that's why, you know, we're kind of working on it, special deal. So
I want to give
there's
some
more things coming.
Yeah, I want to give some more love for the end of 2022. One of our original cast members for Reality Check, Jessica Weedman, she was going to be a caller last night. You know, we didn't get to her, so I just want to give you some shout outs, particularly because she's a single mom and she was going through it. She lives up in the in the wilderness, and there's lots of snow, and we just got a
Auburn, right?
Yeah, Sumber, Auburn, Placerville area, somewhere out there deep in the sticks.
In the cut.
Her daughter's birthday is on my birthday, and so that's why there's some special love there. And it's just, it's so interesting when our little babies grow up and they become moms, and you know, and then there's their life changes. So shout outs to you, Jess. We love you. And also for all the different singers over the years, you know, I finally got to hear Wendy sing at the Christmas party that we had. We never put the footage out, you know. We might do some little special thing in the future. You know, it wasn't, you know, the best. It was like they were in a little corner and stuff like that. But I just wanted to give shout outs to Wendy. Anytime I put anything up, I swear, I don't know if you get a buzz or something when I post something, because you're right there with the love, you know, you're right there with the support, and we appreciate you. There's so many names I can throw out there. Of course, you know, I name all the Sacramento Maidens of Metal. Did I say it right this time?
Sacramento Maidens of Metal.
Okay, cool. You know, each one of you guys do a special thing for the community, and there's other people that, you know, there's some karaoke people. We have Kim? Like, who are the karaoke people that, you know, you just...
Kim Osborne?
Yeah,
Kim Osborne, T-Bone.
Yeah, T-Bone.
Soupy.
Soupy. You know, especially Kim Osborne. You know, I did not know you were a mama bear of five boys. Wow, I thought it was a big deal to have three sons. Boy, you tried two more times to get that baby girl, right? You know? But five sons. Wow, what a woman. So I just want to give you a shout out for everything that you do in the community, and just, you know, my hat's off to you.
She supports a lot of bands and a lot of people in the community.
A lot of fun. You know, who else can
I got
we,
a
you
KG,
know?
I don't know if she's going by KG Firefly or Chelsea or whatever her
everyone changes their names. Yeah.
Name thing is. I know she's taking over some spots in Sacramento working now, doing karaoke. But
and our comedians too, you know, let's give a shout out to the comedians that honored during the Christmas toy drive. You know, maybe
Betancourt, okay. Roman Guzman, and Ian Massengale.
Yeah. We got to get, can we get one of them
Ian
guys
on here? You want to get Ian on here, or Roman, or
any of them,
Mike Betancourt, or...
That would be cool if they could come up and do some, like, I don't know, 30 seconds of comedy, you know? Maybe we get a comedy
sound
booth.
Do an interview and see what got them to want to do comedy?
Right, the first time, you know, I'm sure they have stories behind the stories where you just were like, you either killed it out there, or you're just
get them to do some prank calls?
That would be funny, right? So you know, just... People like that, you know, I always just think that I think I'm spontaneously funny, but to go on to a stage and like
have a set act that you're trying, you know, I remember the punchline every time.
Right. I just couldn't do it.
I have a few jokes that I've written that, you know, I mean, you
got to have
the
timing,
do a
5 minute
set.
Do you
maybe.
Sing?
Do I sing?
Yeah. No. You're not like some like country singer in the background, like, you know, or like, you know, blues.
I can rap.
I'll sing in the shower.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
When no one's around?
When no one's around? Okay. I was just wondering if you had any other hidden talents, you know?
I mean, well, I have a few hidden talents.
He's not going to share that, right? So we have about 12 minutes left, okay? We're going to wrap this up.
That's when you want to end this?
Yeah, we're going to end this at 1 o'clock, because it'll be a full hour. And I don't know, you know, take a journey down memory lane. It's December 31st, 2022, and... you know, there's been a lot of different changes in the political world, and we don't talk politics, but I feel like we're coming to the other side of, you know, the mask pandemic and the, you know, the vaccine shaming. I don't judge if you put all the stuff in your body or if you didn't put it in your body. But for me, I just want you to know that my blood's clean. And I don't know what my blood type is, but if it's ever a thing to need, you know, untainted blood, I'm your girl. Okay. So, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there that I am.
I just texted Jesus. So we'll see what he says.
Okay. That would be cool. You know, his outfit was really cute when I didn't realize that he, I just thought he was your friend. I didn't realize that, you know, he's a roommate and a co-host. And a co-host.
No, I got to give a huge shout out to Michael Graves. I want to say thank you for coming into my life, buddy. Like, you and I had bro down, like, out of left field. Just, like, he was a friend of my sister's. And then, like, we started hanging out, and it was like, You know, it was like stepbrothers instantly. Like, did we just become best friends? Let's go do karate in the garage.
I love that.
Now we're playing Madden in the garage.
Did you want to say something?
I want to give a shout out to Stephen Michael Martin.
Yes.
Who's an amazing drummer. He's a great actor. He's an all-around guy. And he's just an all-around good guy. Super supporter of Hellraiser Clothing. And he was actually at our five-year party at our house in Sacramento. And he's in that epic picture. Epic photo.
He was. And not only that, isn't he a screenplay writer? Did he write the movie or be part of that? Or is he just
that part? I'm not sure, but I know he's like Grammy award winning drummer, Grammy nominated.
And I'm pretty sure he lives down off of 65th near 55th Street or something like that.
Wow, our old hood.
I was literally driving by there and I swear I saw him coming out of a house. Like, I was like, oh my God, I think I know that guy. That's the Steven guy, Hellraiser.
That's funny. So he's a good shout out. I want to give a shout out to my mom, Alice. I just want you to know that I know it's hard being the mom of me, okay? And I know that sometimes you're confused about my personality and the things that I do. And I just want you to know it's okay. All right. I am an extension of you. And I feel like, you know, I was going to wear my shirt today that says Team Alice. And I just want you to know that, you know, I'm always going to be there for you. And I hope that you're proud of me. And I want to give a shout out to Corey's mom there. You know, I know you're watching. And I want you to know that I'm going to take care of your boy. Okay. I'm going to make sure he has fresh sheets and he has good food all the time. And he's never lonely, you know, for too long. And, you know, all the moms out there, the mama bears that, you know, sacrifice their life to be a good mother and give up the things. We just want to give you love that way. I also want to give a shout out to my sister Jen for coming here and at our party and just hi, being Jen. Selfless. Yeah. And you know what? Corey was our concierge. Okay. It was so great. She was so impressed that we just were like this. And I don't know if Corey really wanted to, but I looked at him like, you must do this. And he did, you know, right? And it was nice.
That was your Alfred Pennyworth.
And I don't know what you guys talked about when you were talking crap about me in the studio that day. I'm sure you guys
had fun. We weren't talking crap about you at all.
Okay, cool. But I just want you to know that I appreciate you, little sister, and you are loved. And shout outs to my three boys, Dylan Phillip, Will Roger, and Jesse Dalton. You are my love, and I hope that you continue to grow. And my promise to you guys this year is to not be as codependent. I cut those strings, okay? And not that I'm not there for you. It's just that I'm not going to be bugging you every day, making sure you did this or did that. So you can stop.
Make sure you put the toilet seat back down.
And you know what? So Jesse and Will, you can stop avoiding me now, okay? Because I am not going to bug you, all right? So call your mom.
Wow. Okay. Anyways, I do want to say, you know, this year, like us all coming back together and everything, you know, I think the family unity between, you know, us has definitely strengthened beyond anything. And the fact that, you know, it's also strengthened with Hellraiser, you know, it's like we've developed our family dynamic within the community. And, you know, establish the essential base of like everything that we do it all together. We all think, you know, with others, with each part of the corporation together, you know, involved like, hey, I'm doing this. I'm bringing you along. You're doing this with us. And, you know, we're all moving forward and getting bigger, better and doing really cool things.
I want to give a shout out to the man behind the scene, Hugh, we appreciate you. Kevin's going to do the shout out with the Alien Museum. But Hugh, you are such a big part of my life and such a big part of Kevin's life. And we really love you. And I'm going to give a shout out to Ace, you know, and Danny and
David Dragon
and
Ron Skull Smasher.
Okay.
Wait, Dave Dragon?
Yeah, he's
like from the Three Ninjas?
No, but he's actually one of you called the one you do the extras, you know, actor.
Like a movie extra?
Yeah, he's been doing that for 20 plus years. And so he's been in so many different movies that you wouldn't even know. Maybe just walked by on the street or he was that guy in the cafe. But, you know, he's done a lot of stuff. Wouldn't that be fun? How do we do that? Weren't we going to do that a long time ago?
Yeah, we were supposed to be an extra in a movie and then get a SAG card or something.
Yeah, let's work on that. I want to do that.
Hey, that was your connection. We're not going to say names of who that person was, but that was your connection for your interview with Shell Shocked on how,
we can still do that. She's actually
the name started with an F.
Yeah, we can still do that because they're actually, I don't know, they're doing big things. They actually were part of making a big movie recently, you know, and so, you know, we just want to tap into all the different arts because I think it's really important. Before we close tonight, I want you to get OG because I want him to end this. If you can call him on the phone, that would be great because I love him to, you know.
Okay, he only gets 3 minutes and then we're out.
Yep, then we're out. So who else do I want to thank in the community? I want to thank the bands that were brave enough to come up to us. We're not scary, you know. I want you to know that I want you to keep going, and I want you to keep striving for your passions, and don't be afraid to have a regular job, okay? Because we all know that we gotta, you know, pay the bills, so we all have to work, you know. Oh, here we go. Let's see if he answers.
Give a quick shout out to Adam Ortiz with Res 2.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're live on the radio.
Hey, you got a few hours before court, buddy. Are you getting your final statements and witnesses prepared?
am I supposed to be doing that?
It's the very first food court. You better come prepared.
Hey, we're prepared. We have our attorneys and witnesses.
Hey, I used to watch Perry Mason as a child, so I'm good.
Okay. All right, done, done, done.
Well, that means I already lost.
So you're
in trouble. You're in trouble.
Hey, I watch a lot of Law and Order, so that's all I know.
Yeah, Perry Mason's better, dude.
Hey, are my mashed potatoes going to be lumpy or smooth? What do I like? I like a little of both.
I don't know, man.
Who's making those potatoes today? Is it Christopher or you?
I'm doing it. So me.
Are you doing it while you take a shower?
Okay, I'm doing it. Yeah.
Did you get me some Everest and Jones barbecue sauce?
Hey, you can bring whatever barbecue sauce you want. Put it in your own meat.
Okay. Hey, but seriously though,
you slap your own stick, dude.
When's the food gonna be out? Like at 5:00, 4:30?
No, about 3:34.
Oh,
3:34.
3:34.
That's like even
we gotta come even earlier. Okay, it's 1:00.
It's only a couple hours away.
Man, all right.
Yeah, it's a couple hours away.
We got a couple.
I wasn't
errands.
Showing up until about 5, bro.
All right, we'll see.
I guess
when the door's locked and you need that you find your complaint box. The complaint box is shaped like a garbage can and it's got a lid on it. Just open the lid and stick your complaint in that box.
Oh, okay.
Hey, okay? Are you gonna have props?
Somebody will get to it.
Like remember at Christmas you had the little Christmas horn, the little hat. What was it? The reindeers. What do we got for New Year's? You got any New Year's hats for us to wear or anything?
I didn't go that far.
Okay.
But we have a bunch of new beanies.
Okay, we have beanies. We know we advertised you, you know, because you're one of our official sponsors here with Distorted Reality. And so we put the address out there when we did live. So we're hoping that a couple people shows up. Are you ready to sell some stuff today if anyone pops in?
I have some customers here right now.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Who's there?
Rachel and Josh.
Rachel and Josh, are they in the music or just friends?
You're live on radio.
I guess we are.
Hey, Rachel, what are you buying?
Hello.
Hey, Josh, what are you buying?
He's a little timid right now, but
that's
Rachel's
okay.
She's wearing Hellraiser for a warning. You know, most people wear Hellraiser, you know, to claim it. She's wearing it for a warning. You put it on her shirt. It's a warning.
Oh, gotcha.
Got it. Well, I'm wearing the Hellraiser camo hat right now with the orange writing. So, you know, I'm trying to be, you know, cool as you. So, all right. Well, we just want to let you know that we're going to see you in a couple hours. And you better be ready and bring your A game, OG, because we're bringing witnesses.
Oh, my A game is there.
Okay. Do you have your?
He's got Perry Masonary.
Do you have your
side.
Barbecue shirt on? Or are you gonna wear a clean shirt for us today? Okay, you gonna have
I'm,
a nice
gonna,
brand new.
I haven't got dressed yet. I'll probably wear a barbecue shirt.
So you just naked there for Rachel and Josh?
I just have.
I still got boxers on.
I know boxers on.
Oh. Okay, cool. All right.
No mice are sticking out. I hope.
Hey,
Hellraiser.
Get on that with
he
the need,
no, no. He needs a Hellraiser banana hammock.
Banana hammock. Okay.
Hellraiser bun huggers.
All right. Well, we love wow. you. Make sure you have some good music on, okay? You know, let's be some
fun. Hey,
faster.
Shane's not going to be there. Is
either
he?
That or some football.
Hey, is Shane going to be there? Shane Farmer?
All you have to grow wears the personal panties, the Hellraiser panties.
Hellraiser panties? Okay.
Hey, Stevie, is Shane going to be there?
That's a shame. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's, okay. Is Shane going to be there? Yes or no?
Yes or no?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. Okay. We never know.
Okay, so then the music might be okay. It's not just going to be Tesla then.
Okay.
Okay. We're not going to have Tesla. No, we won't have Tesla.
We love okay. Tesla. We just don't want it on every song.
No, we'll stick to Megadeth all day.
All day Megadeth?
I love Tesla too.
I love Tesla. And, you know, shout-outs to you, OG. We'll see you in a couple hours.
You know
hours.
How much I don't like Tesla? I hit one with my car.
Wow. And you just said that on the podcast. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, it was my fault. I already filed the insurance claim and everything.
All right. Yeah. This is our last podcast for December 31st, 2022. And we're glad that you're part of our family. And thank you for loving us, Stevie. We'll see you in a couple hours.
All right. Well, Happy New Year's.
All right. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Bye. Happy New Year, everybody.
Bye. Hang up on him now.
Bye, guys.
Hey, you should have played the wah-wah when we hung up on him.
Yeah.
So that's it. This is it for 2022. It's been fun.
Yep.
I think
we're gonna get some audio tonight of our little shenanigans, and we'll add it to it.
We'll fuck around. We'll do some stuff.
Fuck around and find out.
We want to thank you guys for paying attention and listening. And those of you who aren't listening, fuck you.
Too bad.
We want to thank Spaz from Failure by Proxy for calling in.
Absolutely, and taking the time to do that.
That was awesome.
And we also want to thank Killed by a Dolphin last night for our last night show for
doing
James,
that. James, thank you. Killed by a Dolphin.
James and I don't
January
remember.
January 13th at
On the Y. On the Y. The coldest beers in town. That's their motto, and it's true. They're cold. So that's it.
And Kev, you had one final thing
and
to say.
And we're off.
You had one more final thing to say.
I do. Check out the Encounters, the UFO Experience at 871 Russell Boulevard in Davis, California. Check out www.ufoexperience.com.